This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, great to have you along with us. Hey, as the, the things heat up and, we're still about 100 days out, maybe a little short of 100 days out of this election. And I'm telling you, you knew this was not going to be, let's play nice kind of deal. I mean, it's getting down. It's getting dirty and they're hitting hard. And, it's nonstop, but along the way, I mean, it is rather interesting, as we've been saying, to what level of exposure that this has had on the media and letting them know where their inclinations are. Quite interesting where you have these powerful figures in one Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton with all their unlikables and, combined. You can't be lukewarm about them. You either love them or you hate them. That's just the way it is. But even as much as we know about them, you think of their top of mind awareness and the identity and images that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have well entrenched, not only here in America, but around the world. There's still some mystery. And as Ari Fleischer explains, with Trump, you're rolling the dice. But with Hillary Clinton, he says it's a bigger roll of the dice. Here's what he had to say on Morning Joe.
Maybe this is awkward. You really think he is fit? Don't talk about Hillary. I'm not asking about Hillary. This answer may not include Hillary Clinton, a deflection to Hillary. I'm asking you about Donald Trump. Is he really fit to lead?
You can't do it that way.
No, I am doing it that way.
It's not a vote of confidence in one candidate to the exclusion of the other.
Do you think he's good for your party?
It is a choice.
Well, is he fit to lead, I guess? Do you think he's stable enough to lead?
I'm going to hold my nose and vote for him, and if he wins, I'm going to hold my breath. The problem I have is if Hillary wins, I know there's no
holding
my breath because I know what she's done.
Do you think he's
going to
lead?
I know how she governs, and I think it's going to be worse.
Why will you be holding your breath if he wins?
Because I'll be holding my breath even worse if Hillary wins.
So wait a minute.
That's the problem. But you keep acting as if there's no choice in this
election. Ari, this is...
No, I'm asking about your candidate.
There are two.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. We make people answer questions. Let me do this. Ari, Republican to Republican, do you think Donald Trump is fit to be commander-in-chief of the United States?
Yeah, nobody else would fit.
Mika, do you think, this is a Republican talking to a Republican about the future of our party and country, do you think Donald Trump is fit, temperamentally fit, to be commander-in-chief?
I'm worried about it. I think it's a roll of the dice.
Do you
I think Hillary is a worse roll of the dice.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton is temperamentally fit to be president of the United States?
I think she is temperamentally fit because she's such a smooth politician. She knows how to say the right things. But every time she acts wrongly. Look at the way the world is today. Look at the Middle East. Look what's happened on her watch as Secretary of State.
Okay.
This is the fundamental issue, guys.
Okay, so,
it is not a one-person race. It's a two-person race.
So he's worried about whether he's temperamentally fit.
He's going to hold his breath.
Now, Frank, you said we need to look.
He's going to hold his breath either way. I think a lot of people are going to hold their breath. You got to love Mika. I mean, and this is what politics does to us. It divides us. And this is why they say in good company, maybe we shouldn't talk about religion and politics. But, hey, this is America. We were born out of this discussion. And, it is positive. I mean, this is why our First Amendment right is so critical. The right to free speech. That we can have a discussion about this. And, and I think it's a fair response from Ari Fleischer. I mean, here he is a guy who comes out of, politics and he understands how the game's played. And here you've got an anomaly. You've got one Donald Trump who's breaking through. I mean, it'd be one thing if we're talking about business, but, we're talking about politics. So everybody's, sensitivities are such that, anybody that operates out of the political paradigm is problematic. But ladies and gentlemen, look at where our country is at right now. We've been saying we need a fix, and we can't expect the people who got us there to fix it because all they know is what they know, and that's to keep us going down this path that 7 out of 10 of us all agree that we're on the wrong path. So, yes, I know it's a little scary, but, Hey, with one, I think you know what you got, and the other one, still a mystery, and time will tell.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to you and me, ladies and gentlemen. Ground up, grassroots kind of movement, not top down. Almost like top down has lost their way. They're just so used to doing what they've usually done. And, you know, my whole point about this, the mystery of one Donald Trump, is that that's his case to make. He's got to make the case and increase the confidence that he can, in fact, do what he says he does. I mean, I've often said, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. In business, there's plenty of evidence there. Politics, different story altogether. We know politically what one candidate can do for us because she's had 30 years and we've got a track record to look at. Well, you know, the conversation will continue, and I appreciate you participating. James Hanel III is with us, Washington Examiner's politics editor. He's previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. Jim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Of course, you know, all this, all the conversation is, you know, Trump and Hillary, and it's getting, and I told people, it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, you know, going into this, was, you know, we have to spread out the tarps here and cover up all the splatterings because, it's nonstop. And what do we got? About 100 days left?
Yeah, we still got a long way to go.
Yep, exactly. Well, you wrote an article about Trump's magical disappearing convention bounce. What's happening here?
Well, I mean, he came out of his convention looking pretty good. He'd reclaimed the lead in the national polls. He was looking pretty good in the battleground states. It started a lot of chatter that maybe he was the man to beat in this race. And then after Hillary came out of her convention, we've sort of seemed to have gone back to reality where Clinton is in the lead. She's got a solid lead. And Trump is starting to really have to contend with some of his problems with being tempted into infighting, being tempted into picking fights that maybe don't benefit him. And really, can he actually keep his eye on the ball and focus on Hillary Clinton, the person he's supposed to beat in the general election? And that really remains to be seen.
It's almost like deja vu all over again, where you have a candidate, you know, on the Republican side, that you say it's almost impossible to lose, you know, with what happened with Mitt Romney. I mean, Obama was on the ropes at every turn. You're thinking, okay, how can this guy survive? And he ends up surviving and winning. And now it's like deja vu, but just from a different angle. You've got Hillary Clinton with, you know, all, you know, these investigations. We got movies about her. You know, emails, and not only her, but everything wrapped around the DNC, and you go, okay, are we going to experience what we did 4 years ago, but just, you know, same movie ending, but just a slight different storyline?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, Trump has certainly been willing to go there in his attacks against the Democrats in a way that John McCain and Mitt Romney never really were. But at the same time, he doesn't ever really focus on them. He doesn't spend most of his time on an anti-Clinton message. Mm-hmm. And he gets distracted by all these shiny things that you know, whether there's somebody says something he doesn't like at the convention, whether he wants to go back and relitigate the Republican primaries, whether he wants to weigh in on Paul Ryan and John McCain, all these things, you know. And I thought it was particularly striking when in his interview yesterday where he talked about McCain and Ryan, when he discussed the fact that he was ahead of Kelly Ayotte in a New Hampshire poll. And that's all well and good, but Kelly Ayotte is a Republican candidate for re-election to the U.S. Senate in that state. Trump really should be focused on where is he polling in relation to Hillary Clinton, not only in New Hampshire, a key battleground state that he's vying to win, but also everywhere else in the country. And the fact that his focus is on internal party rivals, while on a human level, I can understand it, it's hard to see where this really helps him get over the finish line in November.
Well, if anything, like you say, it's a distraction and he's losing time here. And you would think that Donald Trump, who, you know, has a branded product, the Trump name, would know how to brand a candidate. You stay on message and you keep repeating that message no matter how bored out of your skull you might become. And, but that's what you need to get across. I mean, Hillary Clinton has made it clear she is a third. She's a third administration. She's a continuing administration of the Obama policies. The sentiment.
Trump's problem, though, I think in that area, I think he's got two problems. One is he came up as a media celebrity through the tabloids, where there was no such thing as bad publicity, and this worked for him in the Republican primaries. So he appears to believe that as long as he's being talked about, it doesn't really matter what the substance of the discussion is. He just needs to dominate the media coverage. Secondarily, because he's been so active in the entertainment world, he needs things to be entertaining, whereas politicians, sometimes it's better if what they're doing is safe rather than entertaining. And so Trump is continuing to put on a show, but unlike in the primaries, it's just not clear that the show is to his benefit.
Yeah, I'm not sure that America wants their presidential contest to turn into a mud fight or an MMA event, do you?
No, that's exactly right. And I think Trump risks people getting fatigued. They just don't want the drama of having him around for 4 to 8 years. And that in and of itself could be a net detriment to him.
Jim, what do you make of all these movies? Hillary's America, we've got... from Dinesh D'Souza, the Clinton Cash movie, from Peter Schweitzer. Is that having any impact right now on the voter electorate?
I think it'll be tough. I mean, it's good that those movies are out there, and I think that they're beneficial, and they certainly have a lot of material to work with as regards to Hillary Clinton, and it does sort of equalize it because all of the focus has been on Donald Trump, and there does need to be focus on Hillary Clinton. But I think a lot of the people who will watch those movies are already committed or sort of preaching to the choir. That's still a valuable thing, but to have a real impact on the race, some of the findings, particularly of Schweitzer's film, I think need to penetrate the public consciousness beyond just the Republican base.
Well, it seems like the mainstream media is not necessarily picking up on that. They're just letting that kind of go by, and I think that's contributing to the overall perception, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think you saw where they're wall to wall with Trump, and they're more hostile in their coverage of Trump than they were during the primaries, as many people predicted would happen. And Hillary Clinton kind of gets passed.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, for example, you just look at the comparative between Mr. Khan and Pat Smith, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. I mean, there's nothing even close to the amount of coverage.
Well, James Antle III has been our guest, Washington Examiner's politics editor. Jim, as always, great to have your insight and great work. Thank you so much. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, America. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
This report is brought to you by the Astellas Oncology C3 Prize. According to a study published in Lancet Oncology, by 2030, there are expected to be more than 22 million cancer cases worldwide. As the medical community develops innovative treatments, the need for new tools that may help those facing cancer today is critical. The Astellas Oncology C3 Prize, seeking non-treatment ideas to improve cancer care, will award $100,000 in grants and a chance to present at Stanford University's Medicine X to Shark Tank's Robert Herjavec. Mark Reisenauer, Senior VP Oncology at Astellas.
As a caregiver for my father, who recently passed away from cancer, I understand the needs and challenges faced by patients and caregivers. That's why we created the C3 Prize, and we look forward to the innovations discovered through this program.
Applications for the C3 Prize close at midnight Central Time, August 8th. Submit your ideas and see full challenge rules at c3prize.com. Void where prohibited and no purchase necessary.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, this is the issue of America today, I would say the biggest issue, and that is the issue of truth. Political correctness, the walls seem to be crumbling down a bit, and in large part we can thank, Dr. Ben Carson for him chipping away and doing much, and of course Donald Trump and others have added to that pressure on those walls that have, have broken down communication and have blocked the truth from us. And, this is such a huge issue, and I think it's foundational. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need to know exactly what we're dealing with, whether it has to do on a national security front and immigration domestically, what we're dealing with here. We've been lied to time and again. It's, the elites are happy to keep us like mushrooms in the dark and feeding us, what. Well, Gabby Morangiello is with us right now, a political reporter for the Washington Examiner, and she wrote an article, quoting Trump, says, "I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged." Gabby, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate your perspective and your insight in reporting on Donald Trump. What he had to say is not ill-founded. I mean, there's evidence here that, there's been tampering. The DNC really got their hands caught in the cookie jar here big time with the exposure of these emails. And, just how far is the rigging going to take place? Is it just, is it segregated and relegated to only the Democratic Party, or will this have an impact on the national scales as well?
Well, I think that the message that Donald Trump is conveying right now in his campaign rallies and in interviews is that it's already had an impact on, not just the primaries in both parties, but potentially the general election. He's really pushing this message right now that the general election is rigged, and some see this as him creating an excuse in case he does lose in November, to be able to say that the reason I didn't emerge victorious is because the election was rigged. And others, especially his supporters, really believe him. I was at his rally yesterday in Ashburn, Virginia, and I spoke to a number of his supporters who felt that the election has been rigged, not just in the primary, but in the general election. And they feel that he faces an uphill battle because he's running against Clinton, who has, a history and a reputation of being a corrupt candidate. And is dealing with a press that tends to be more favorable towards her than towards him.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's the thing that, I say during this election cycle, the term exposure has come out loud and clear, and that is that you're starting, if you hadn't seen it before, I mean, it's absolutely blatant. Nobody's trying to be subtle about it anymore. I'm talking about the mainstream media's prejudice. Toward Donald Trump, anything that has to do with Trump, if it can be put into a bad light, they will take the ball and run it. I mean, like this Mr. Khan story, the fact that it's run for, it had traction for 4 days, and as much time as they've given, to this story versus other stories, it's quite revealing, don't you think?
And one thing that's interesting is that the public editor of the New York Times yesterday actually penned a column talking about this and the fact that while, most members of the media were discussing this controversy and the confrontation between Donald Trump and Kazir Khan, the New York Times was reporting on that, certainly, but it hadn't said anything about these interviews that took place over the weekend between Hillary Clinton and Fox News' Chris Wallace, in which she tried to say that much of what the FBI director said about her handling of emails was that she didn't do anything wrong. This is the public editor of the New York Times saying it's a shame that my newspaper didn't cover this. So when you have that, I think that really substantiates some of these claims that Trump is making in saying that the media is stacked against him, and that when he was at his rally yesterday, he said reporters at the New York Times are crying and begging that Hillary Clinton will win the general election, and things like that definitely encourage his supporters to believe him when he says that.
Well, here it is. I was just talking with one of your colleagues, James Antle, a moment ago, and it almost seems like we have a recycling of a situation where you go, well, based on the message, based on the history and the evidence of everything, back in 2012, You know, how could President Obama get reelected? The odds were so much against him, but somehow he pulled it out. And Donald Trump was critical of one Mitt Romney. But also, you know, that you've got to consider, you had people like Harry Reid lying from the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney. And he made it understood that it was a lie afterwards when he kind of, you know, smirkly said, well, he didn't get elected anyway. You know, it's like all's fair in love and politics. And, you know, people are lying, they're cheating. And, I mean, is it any wonder that most of America just feels, you know, they just feel like they don't want to get too involved with politics because it's just dirty and mean and deceitful. All the bad stuff that, you know, can come out of America seems to be on display, you know, during this period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people feel the same way, and they're not just turned off by what we've seen this election cycle, but some of them have, I mean, we saw a record turnout in both the Democratic and Republican primaries, and normally you would think that a lot of what happened this election cycle would turn people away, really leave voters disenchanted about our political system. But in fact, what we've seen is the opposite happening. I mean, you still have voters who say they won't vote in November because they're dissatisfied with both candidates. But at the same time, you have more Americans who really feel that if there's any election cycle at which they can make change happen and bring change to the political system, that this is it. And that's why you've seen so many white working class, blue collar workers get behind Donald Trump, you know, people who really feel as though they've been devastated by the policies of the Obama administration and don't believe that there's honesty in our political system anymore. That's why they're getting behind him.
Well, yeah. And you know, you hear time and again, the people are voting for an outsider. And the challenge that the people are going to have is not to be swayed by this misinformation that's being put out there by the mainstream media and others that are happy to have business continue as usual because they're making a ton of money on the incompetency and the inefficiency of our government. They love this big business. They're doing very well. Thank you very much. And ironically, this is that top 1% that people are complaining about. But yet they find themselves being allied to them if they buy into the narrative, don't they?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And I think that that's why, you know, Donald Trump really needs to focus his message right now on Hillary Clinton and the fact that she has so many of the contributions to her campaign coming from special interest groups. And she can't be trusted to be somebody who can affect change in our political system. And every time that he strays from that message, it really is a blow to his campaign and to the possible voters that he could be reaching.
Well, Peter Schweitzer's movie on Clinton Cash, which was just released along with Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America, is quite an expose. And as you say, you know, the mainstream media is not picking up on it. It's not getting a lot of coverage. So it really behooves Donald Trump and his team to really, you know, beat the drum on this, to really identify Hillary Clinton with these failed policies that have devastated this country in the last 8 years, don't you think?
Absolutely, and it's not just me saying that. I mean, Newt Gingrich was on Fox News this morning saying that Donald Trump has, you know, been on this pattern of self-destructive behavior by talking about the cons and some of the things that were said during the rally yesterday, and that in order to benefit the campaign and put him back on track, he needs to focus on Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And only Hillary Clinton.
Well, Gabby Maranjello, political reporter for the Washington Examiner, has been with us. Gabby, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. It's 29 after, the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Glad to get you into my life.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time. Let's get together. Let's get in each other's lives, and let's move forward together, huh, in a positive way for a change. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez. With us right now is a former school teacher, she has an incredible story. And we're going to talk about racism here in America. You know, the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement may be making headlines across the country, but African Americans aren't the only minority group to feel slighted. Now, this is the problem I have with the hyphenation of America, because we all are being bifurcated here, and now everybody has an individual interest. It's no longer a united interest, and this is problematic, and we'll get into this a little bit more. But according to a new Pew Research poll, more than half of Latinos living in the United States have experienced abuse, discrimination, and unfair treatment. Now, according to our next guest, Shirley Aaron, the hate and injustice in today's world is strikingly similar to her days as a Southern teacher during desegregation. Now, racism didn't die in the 60s, she says, no more than it died any other place in America. Today, it just wears a different mask. Let's bring on, Shirley Aaron right now. Shirley, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on. And I think you're hitting something here right to the heart of the issue, because racism is a heart issue. And no matter what you do to legislate, yes, you know, you can begin to, you know, direct people in a certain direction. But if the heart doesn't follow, all you do is just say, OK, I've got to tolerate this. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to put on a different mask.
I agree. And I think what you said about the heart not following is very crucial, because I think if we consider ourselves a united America, it's not about the Democrat Party or the Republican Party or about the Independent Party. We being America, true America, the heart needs to speak toward what's positive, and it needs to acknowledge the truth that we have a problem with racism in America. Right. And I think there are ways to resolve some of the problem. Will we cure the problem? Probably not. But I think we can make steps toward improving the situation, just as, and Bill, I don't know how old you are. I'm 71.
Mm, I'm not too far behind you.
And so you and I remember the 60s and the 70s.
Right.
And there were some really bad things happening, especially and all over the country, not just the South. You know, the South gets whipped a lot for being extremely racist, and we are in the South. There is a lot of racism in the South. I will acknowledge that. But we get whipped and labeled, stereotyped as being about the only place in America where it exists, and that just isn't true. But you and I remember a time when some really bad things happened to African Americans. And now, as you say, it's not just African Americans, it's other minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, and that, when I say minority, that can be women, that can be homosexuals or transgender people. So it's, when I talk about a minority, I'm not just speaking about a race, I'm speaking about a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda. And we remember when things were really bad. So when I look at, can things improve? I think they can, and I think they have since the 60s. When the Selma to Montgomery march occurred, and shortly after that, the Civil Rights, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was passed by Congress like a week or two after the Selma to Montgomery march.
Right.
And then, what was it, a year ago? We saw a black president go to Selma and sit on the platform with Governor and with President Bush to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery march.
Mm-hmm.
My husband passed away in 2007 of cancer, and I remember us watching the Democrat convention and hearing Obama speak for the first time. I believe it was in 2004.
Yeah.
And I turned to Charles and I said, that man will be president one day. And Charles said, not in my lifetime. Surely we're not ready. America's not ready for a black man to be president. So Charles passed away in 2007, and the next year, Obama was elected president. So when I saw a black president sitting on a platform with a white president, we have come a long way. We have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes there has to be a storm before the stillness comes, before the sunshine comes out. And I don't mean that to be negative. I mean that to say that we as Americans who are in this together, we have to ride out that storm sometimes, and we have to look for solutions, and we have to have some hope and some optimism and some faith. And we have to recognize when we are stereotyping people and to realize not only is it unfair, it's hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can have an opinion, but an opinion is not a fact. An opinion can be a fact, but it's not necessarily a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard some people say, well, there are many shades of truth. Yes, there are. And my brother was notorious, but he loved to say, I don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he didn't. He was very open and honest, but sometimes I'd say, Joe, you didn't tell the whole truth. He said, right. But I didn't tell all the truth, but I didn't tell a lie. And I think that's what a lot of lawyers do, and they look for. They want to tell enough of the truth, but they may not tell the whole truth. And politicians tell some of the truth, but not the whole truth. And we do that, too. But we're not going to solve the problem of racism until we come together as a country. This country is more important than one individual, one party, one religion.
Right. Well, you're exactly right, Shirley, and that's what happens. We have to let go of these individual interests, and this is what, you know, some political interest groups would want us to do, and that is hyphenate ourselves and be bifurcated in such a way that we become the ununited states. And, you know, they're having their way with us and all this stuff. I mean, you know, I didn't tell the whole truth. I told part of the truth and, you know, whatever. And so I can't, you know, I can't be told that I'm a liar. Well, you know, that is by your definition. But the truth is the truth.
It's
all the truth or it's not.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And this is the problem that we have in this country today is, you know, is that we've ignored the truth and it's costing us in so many levels because the thing is, you know, the starting point in all these issues that we deal with, whether it's Black America or Latinos, is what do we agree on? Let's find out what we agree on. And I think we'll find that on the essence, like you say, the qualities of America, the ambitions, the American dream, this great American experiment, this democratic republic in which our founding fathers designed for us is an awesome, you know, document, our constitution, you know, this experiment is unbelievable and we have a firsthand chance to be a part of it. And, this is great. So now let's, knowing that we agree on, and as you say, we're going to let go of our individual interests for the higher calling. The higher calling is a better America. Can we be served by a better America? Can all these hyphenated groups that have been divided, can we come together under one banner, under one United States, and do something that answers this problem? And, you know, like you say, you know, we're not going to get 100%. But I think that even in the midst of how difficult it may be right now, there's a lot of success stories, but we're not hearing those because that doesn't serve the agenda keep us bifurcated today. That's the problem.
Well, Shirley, in high school, and I don't know if they teach this anymore. They should.
Well, Shirley, we're out of time. We've got to come. I got to have you back so we can talk more about this. Shirley Aaron has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Shirley, thank you so much. Great viewpoint. Great insight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an SC Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you got plenty to talk about here. You know, if it isn't $400 million to the Iranians, you know, this political season that we're in, all that you want to talk about. But, hey, it's good to have some fun stuff. It was a great time visiting with Jimmy Osmond. Imagine 50 years. What an incredible career. And I remember when he first came on the Andy Williams Show, and the Osmond brothers were, of course, the showcase group. And you know, as Jimmy had reminded us, it was actually discovered by Walt Disney. I thought that was it. Because I had always thought it was maybe Andy Williams, but it was Walt Disney that discovered the Osmond brothers and, you know, the family. And, boy, what a legacy. And then out of it, here comes this little three-year-old kid. He's cute as a button. And, you know, you kind of, you know, just watched him grow up and mature and be part of the, you know, Christmas parties and showcase from time to time. And, you know, it's just good fun. 50 years, kind of hard to imagine, but he's taken the tour, Moon River and Me, which has been sanctioned and endorsed by Andy's estate, gave him the blessing. And, of course, you know, Andy wanted Jimmy and, you know, to do that, you know, kind of an incredible responsibility that he would pass the torch on to Jimmy like this. And, you know, so he's going to be all over the place. So go to their website, check it out, and, you know, you can join him and join him at one of the venues there. It's going to be a great show and a lot of, and not only Jimmy, but a lot of other performers as well, as he mentioned. So good fun. Just about 12 minutes before the top of the hour, Michael Dougherty is with us, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. LabMD specializes in analysis and diagnosis of blood, urine, and tissue specimens for cancers, microorganisms, and tumor markers. It's 15 years experience in diagnostic medicine. Michael, how you doing? Good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm in New York City. It's beautiful, and I'm happy to chat with you, sir.
Well, in New York City, far enough away from Miami where the Zika virus is starting to run rampant, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not pregnant, so I'm okay.
Yeah, but still, wow. I mean, a lot of people are just so concerned, you know, about this. You know, we've seen this kind of slowly come over the horizon, but now that you've got reports there in Miami, and of course we've got the Olympics going on and the potential threat there as well, Michael. What are we looking at?
Well, what we need to do is, like, look at the scientific facts. And A, it's bloodborne. That means it's difficult to pass along, which is why the mosquitoes are the culprit. So the problem is sex and mosquitoes. Okay?
Yeah, right.
So, and then you've got to be with a human being that has it if you have sex, and that's incredibly rare. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have, you're not going to die if you get it. If you're not pregnant, you're not going to die. Who really is at risk is the fetus.
The fetus,
and
yeah.
The brain defects. That's the small niche that really needs to be careful, and we should be letting them know that. But if we don't focus on that, what we have is economic damage that's really needless from mass pandemonium. And the media loves to fan these flames. I mean, facts, well, those are just little petty annoyances. They're trying to drive eyeballs. And look, it's important to learn about disease, but it's important to keep in perspective. We don't need to make, you know, Disney World empty.
Right, exactly. Well, federal health officials, as you report on Monday, advise pregnant women to avoid a specific Miami neighborhood, which, this is the first time the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned against travel to any area within the continental United States. Of course, this is a result of the Zika outbreak in South Florida that I guess now has reported something like 15 more local cases spread by these mosquitoes.
Right. 12 of them men. And so they're not pregnant, so they're going to have rash and joint pain and bloodshot eyes, and those aren't great, and you have to treat the systems because it's a virus, so there's no cure for this. But and so you shouldn't go, and if you go, you should have your mosquito repellent with you and wear long sleeve things and like the like. But this isn't the plague. It's not tuberculosis. It's not smallpox. It's not polio. Mm-hmm. But it's severe to the fetus, so we want to protect the fetus, which for some people is a novel concept, but that's another show.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's why it's important. It's like pregnant women really need to know, and it's important that they know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you should encourage letting them know without ruining tourist economies.
Exactly. Well, and you're saying there's practical things like insect repellent with DEET, wearing long sleeves and pants, safe sex, to avoid sexual transmission of Zika. And this, of course, came down from the CDC director, Tom Frieden himself.
And it's just, again, and that's a great, I often say, do not go to the Google School of Medicine. Do not. It drives your doctor crazy. But you do go to the CDC website, they've got an excellent website, and they've got a really simple, clean, bullet point, easy to understand with even pictures, and will explain. And, and again, if you're not a female that's pregnant, then you are in this other area where your risk is, bloodshot eyes and joint pain and fever and rash, okay? Mm. And right. I'm not saying that's fine, but you're not going to die, and so let's keep that in perspective. I think CBS might have reported in the last hour or two they found a couple cases now outside that 1 mile area.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in the political season, and everybody,
right.
I just want to keep it in the bright perspective. But the media, then you get the finger pointing of the politicians. They love to take health crises and turn it into who's going to be the savior of the world of those politicos.
Right.
And, let's go to CDC and watch those guys, because that's the good crowd.
And like you say, the environment of the media today is always, let's one-up the other guy. Who's got the lead story? Who's tracking the lead mosquito outside of this one-mile area of Miami? You got these media types just hoping to be the one to break the story. So at any flinch or glimpse of that possibility, they're turning it into a headline. Interesting, CDC Director Frieden said that in the extensive spraying of insecticides in the area over the past several weeks, that it has not reduced the local population of mosquitoes capable of transmitting Zika virus. How does that translate for you, Michael?
Well, that translates into, if you're pregnant, all the more reason not to go. It also is not really surprising, because one thing we've learned, we've had about a century of a really good ride on the power of pesticides and antibiotics. And,
you know, organisms are organisms, and they work over the long run, like Darwin's theory of building up resistances to what attacks them. Mm-hmm. And so we constantly have to have an industry that is working on new methods of attack, while some of these strains and you know, whether it be strains of disease or animals or insects or diseases we have, build up immunity. I mean, our immune system is a wonderful thing. It works 99.9% of the time, but sometimes, you know, it builds immunity to things you don't want to build immunity to. But welcome to the real world. Right. We are so better off compared to 100 years ago. We have, I mean, millennials today really probably don't even know anyone that had polio or was in a TB tank or in, you know, in the chamber or isolated in the hospital or, you know, we so many wonderful things. But we do have to be careful now about how much time we've had to build resistances.
Exactly. Well, Michael, you know, I want to change subjects just a little bit here and talk about cybersecurity. Again, the Democrats, you know, and Hillary and anybody that's Democrat seems like they need a tutorial on emails and how to protect their emails.
Well, but they, you know, they do, and yet we have a public that has the disengaged that might be numb to it, and which is why Assange, I think, is holding on to his biggest shoes later, because he's setting them up. They just keep on. I mean, they're at a point where they are blatantly, unapologetically lying to the face of the American public, hoping that enough people are drinking the Kool-Aid or not paying attention or are numb to it so that they kill it through repetition and making it bored. Mm. And Assange is a vigilante, and he doesn't care what party you're with. He can't stand these politicos that lie and create damage to citizens. And in this instance, I have to say I'm okay with what he's doing. Because he's exposing lies that put us in securities, you know, it harms our security and
exactly.
It harms away. It's a big deal.
Well, he's saying this next dump that he has will make it impossible for them not to indict Hillary Clinton. Well, if that's the case, we probably want to do that sooner than later. Do we want to do that come January 1 after, you know, potentially she's been elected to the highest office in the land?
Well, it's interesting because, I, you know, he has greater faith in the current Justice Department than evidently I do. I think we have to go to the court of a public opinion. We saw what Comey did.
Yeah, that's what he did.
It's going to be the court of, yep.
Yeah, that's what he did. He turned it over to the court of public opinion, no doubt. They didn't want to touch it. Michael Dougherty, President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory, has been with us. Michael, always good to have you with us. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here, same time, same place, on the SDG Radio Network.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices.